I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. A longtime business in Springfield is sold, and we talk about the city's long relationship with one retailer. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, H.D. Smith, that's a name that's been around Springfield for quite a while, and it's a big operation, and it's been sold. Tell us what's happening with that.
Well, for those who may not be familiar with H.D. Smith, it's a wholesale pharmaceutical company. They serve retail pharmacies, healthcare institutions from Springfield. It was founded here in 1954 and has about 360 local employees. They also have operations nationwide, about 1,000 employees company-wide. They recently announced they have agreed to be sold to AmerisourceBergen is also a healthcare pharmaceutical company. They're based in Pennsylvania for $815 million. Now, this is H.D. Smith, a private company being sold to a public company in AmerisourceBergen. They think this sale probably will be completed early next year.
You mentioned the 360 local employees. Do we know what it could mean for them?
We don't yet, but that's a natural question that comes up when you have sales of this type and you hear words like synergies and consolidations in the sale announcement. That is to be determined. Nothing has been announced. That's a question a lot of employees have on their mind, and local economic development groups also will be watching that to see if there might be something they could do to keep all or most of those jobs here should it come to that.
Pillsbury Mills, we've been following the cleanup there, which includes a lot of asbestos and other toxins. And now the cleanup, $1.8 million federal cleanup, is complete, but not everything is out of that location.
Well, it's a technical difference here. There is a cleanup, and then there's abatement. In the case of abatement, that's cleaning up all of the hazardous materials at a site. In the case of the Pillsbury Mills site, as we've talked about, they took several hundred tons of asbestos and other hazardous waste out of that former flour mill on the north side of Springfield. What they didn't do is send workers into some hard-to-reach areas. The buildings had deteriorated to the point that it would have been dangerous for them to work there. And so there is an unknown amount of asbestos, possibly some other hazardous materials still on site. And unless there's additional funding from some source, presumably federal funding, that will be there for the foreseeable future.
Well, we've heard a lot about Kmart and some problems with the retailer. It's been around for well over 50 years now. Turns out that Springfield was one of the earlier locations to have a Kmart.
The Clear Lake Kmart opened in 1963, and earlier this year, a Kmart in Garden City, Michigan closed. That was the first Kmart in the old Kresge company chain. It opened in 1962, and the Springfield Kmart about a year later. So it's we don't know specifically where it stands in the chain, but it's certainly one of the oldest in the country now.
And at one time, Springfield had a lot more Kmarts.
Yeah, we had the unusual distinction, three Kmarts in a city of this size at one point. The store on Wabash Avenue opened in 1975, and we talked about that in the last few months. It closed about a year ago now, and that site is being redeveloped. But the site of the Hy-Vee supermarket on MacArthur Boulevard, there was a Kmart store there from 1998 to 2003. So, yeah, at one time Kmart dominated this market, you might say, and now we're down to one store. And naturally, the question comes up with all of the Kmart and Sears closings, what might become of that store? We asked the company that question, and they wouldn't speculate specifically on it other than to say they look forward to being here another 50-plus years in Springfield.
That's Tim Landis. He's a business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.